Now, it's good to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I think you said last week you're off to Saffron Walden or that sort of area, is that right?
That area, Scott, yes. Specifically, the village of Arkston. And the person I'm talking about is a gentleman who was nicknamed the Arkston Salamander in his day.
Good heavens above. What was that? How did he get that nickname?
Well, he was a gentleman called John Cutts. Mm-hmm. He was born in 1661, and he was born in a house called Woodhall at Arkston, entered the military, very clever man indeed, served with General Marlborough. Marlborough, however people like to pronounce it. So he was a well-known military figure of his day. Why was he called the Arkston Salamander? Well, interesting story. His men in his regiment apparently gave him that name. Or some stories say that as William III was the king at the time, it was actually the king that gave him this title. And it was because he always liked to be in the where the hottest fighting was going on. And of course, the legend of the salamander says that they can survive in fire and flames. And the same was said about John Cutts, a very brave man who had no hesitation in getting involved in the thick of it. So he's a well-known military figure of his day, but not so well known today. Other figures have sort of taken his place. He also wrote poetry as well when he wasn't fighting.
So did he actually survive all his battles?
Oh, he did. He survived and died in his bed in 1707.
Do you know how old he was then?
I believe he was in his 80s, about 85.
Good age for
that
time.
So a good age for somebody who's been in the military in the 17th century with all that that involves.
A good age for anybody in those sort of years.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.
And what are you looking at next week?
Next time, I'm going to be looking at the David Livingstone connection with Ongar.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.